Good morning. Welcome to B'nai Yisur and Beis Medrash Learning Program. Just a few announcements. Tomorrow evening, Rabbi Przanski starts a shiur in Insights into our Tfilos. It'll go on for each Monday night for the next 11 weeks. The shiur will be at 8:15 after the 8 p.m. Maariv Minyan here in the Old Main Shul. Rabbi Sobolovsky's shiur, which is usually on Wednesday evenings, will begin on the 20th. It's not this Wednesday, but it's the following Wednesday. Rabbi Twersky's shiur, hopefully, will also begin on Thursday evening, not this Thursday, but the following Thursday on the 21st. If anybody is interested in sponsoring a shiur, you can see myself or Henry Olinsky. As always, CDs are available of each shiurim. This morning's shiur is being sponsored by the Richmond family in memory of Staff Sergeant Ari Weiss of the Nachal Brigade, Ari Yehoshua Ben Harav Shmuel. And the shiur is also being sponsored by Sharon and David Rausch in memory of Sarah Bat Naftali. This morning's topic is Kiddush and Havdalah. Rav Sachs will be here for 3 weeks, this Sunday, next Sunday, and the following Sunday, 10:17 and 10:24, and the topics will also be Kiddush and Havdalah. For Kavod Gadol, Rav Sachs.
By way of introduction to the mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah, the Gemara tells us that we find in Aseres Adibros the posuk of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha. And the Gemara tells us in Brachos and Davchav, in Shavuos and Davchav, that the mitzvah of Zechira generally does not simply mean remembrance, that a person should be aware that now it is Shabbos. After all, if all that the Torah is demanding is awareness, obviously a person must know that it's Shabbos. The Torah tells us, Shomer Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha. The Sifra writes, Harei Shmiras HaLev Amura. If a person is going to refrain from doing malacha, obviously you must know that today is Shabbos different from any other day of the week. Hamani Mekayin Zachar. What then is meant by the mitzvah of Zachar, Zechira Shabbos, Shetei Shona Beficha? That must be expressed. And therefore the Gemara tells us that the mitzvah of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha is a reference to Kiddush, and the Rambam writes in Perek Chav Tesef Hilchos Shabbos, it also includes Havdalah as well. Zochreyu b'chnisaso uv'yetziaso. There seems to be a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban as to the very essence, the purpose, the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush. We know that the Gemara tells us in Beitz and Daf Yezayin, a sugi we've discussed earlier, that there is a marked difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos, the Gemara tells us, its Kedusha is Kviya V'kaima. It is fixed, it is set. We don't mention Mekadesh Yisrael in reference to Shabbos, because after all, the Kedusha of Shabbos will necessarily arrive, irrespective of the Nihug of Knesset Yisrael. This is certainly not true when it comes to Kedushas Yontif. Kedushas Yontif is based on the process of Kiddush HaChodesh, and we underscore this in our brachos and Kiddush and Tefillah, Mekadesh Yisrael Vahazmanim. So in that sense, there certainly is an essential difference between Kiddush as opposed to Havdalah when it comes to obligations of Shabbos and Yontif. Now, if that is true, that the Kiddush of Shabbos is something that is fixed, something that is set, why is it that there is a mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos? In what sense is it that we are Mekadesh the day of Shabbos? If you look in the Rambam, Perachav Tesef Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam tells us the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos is Zochrehu Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush. The very essence, the purpose of Kiddush, is in order Zochrehu Zechiras Shevach, in order to praise, to extol the day of Shabbos itself. When a person describes the essence of Shabbos, its virtue, its uniqueness, that is considered to be the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush. That seems to be quite different from what the Ramban writes in Parshas Yisro and Aseres Adibros. The Ramban writes that it's true that obviously the Kiddush of Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. It is fixed, It is set irrespective of Nihug of Knesset Yisrael. However, we do find models of a dual form of Kedusha. Those doing Daf Yomi currently are well aware of many of the sugyas regarding Bechor. Bechor, the Gemara tells us, is quite unique. The Kedusha is Mirechem. Either b'me'imo or mishas leida, this animal is invested with an inherent kedusha as a bechor. Even if the owner of the animal does nothing whatsoever, nonetheless the kedushas bechor still exists. But yet, the Gemara tells us in the Dharma Daf Yud Gimel, the concept midaraisa of mitzvah lahakdisha. A fascinating chiddush, that even though the kedushas bechor is set, it's fixed, but nonetheless, there is a mitzvah incumbent upon the owner to declare that this animal will be a bechor. Bechor serves as a fascinating model that despite the fact that the kedusha exists inherently, b'cheftza, nonetheless, there is a mitzvah hagavra to state that harei zeh bechor. There is in fact a comment that Mordechai has, it's found in Perek HaShaleach, in the fourth Perek of Gittin, where the Mordechai writes the same thing is true when it comes to Shemitas Ksofim. The Gemara tells us in HaShaleach the following Chiddush. The Torah describes regarding Shviyas V'zeh Devar HaShmita. The Gemara often has the following drasha, that Devar is Milashon Dibur. It means some expression is necessary. What does that mean? That at the end of the Shviyas year, there's an obligation incumbent upon the Malva to say, Mishamit Anibach. I hereby cancel the debt. There's a very great chiddush of the Yerayim. The Yerayim writes that the conclusion of the Shviyas year does not cancel the debt at all. It posits an Isser Negisa. The Malva is not allowed to actively collect, but the debt is still considered to be in existence. There's a mitzvah that the Malva should say, Mishamit Anibach. In terms of the halachos of Shemitas Ksafim, there's a marked difference, the Yerayim writes, between Hilchos Choshen Mishpat as opposed to issues of Isser Veheter. The loan in principle still exists. The lov owes the money. The lov is obligated to offer payment, but the malva should refuse to accept. Mishamit Anibach. And the Mordechai disagrees. The Mordechai writes in HaShaleach what we're used to assuming, that the conclusion of the Shviyas year cancels debts. If that's true, if the debt is automatically cancelled, why then is it necessary for the Malva to declare Mishamit Anibach? So the Mordechai writes, again, the two tiers. The conclusion of the Shviyas year will automatically cancel that debt. The Lova does not owe the money at all. However, nonetheless, the Malva is obligated to reiterate, to state Mishamit Anibach. And the Mordechai compares it to Kedushas HaBachor. That even though the Kedusha is Mirechem, nonetheless there is a mitzvah lahakdisho. That example of Shemitas Ksafim, or the example of Bechor, is a fascinating model that even if inherently Kedusha exists, nonetheless there is a mitzvah incumbent upon each individual to restate, to reiterate that fact, either to say Hareza Bechor, or to say Mishamit Anibach. The Ramban, and also found in Shuvas HaRashban, Chelek Dalet, and Shuva Resh Tzadi Hei, emphasizes that this is the purpose of Kiddush. Even though it's true that the Kedusha of Shabbos is Kfir V'Kaima, it is fixed, it is set, but nonetheless there's a concept of Mitzvah LaHakdisho. We should declare, we should reiterate that Kedusha. Just like when it comes to Yovel, the Ramban writes that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Bezdin, so too when it comes to Shabbos as well. Just as regarding Yovel v'kidashtem, so too Zochres Yom HaShabbos l'kadsho. So therefore it seems to be a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. What is the essence, the very purpose of the mitzvah of Kiddush? And we'll see how this impacts on Havdalah as well. Whether the purpose is simply Zochrehu Zechira Shevach, as the Rambam writes, or whether it's mitzvah lahakdisho, comparable to v'kidashtem, comparable to kiddush yovel. A fascinating machlokes. What differences could there be lahalacha? Whether we understand the obligation of kiddush as zochriyo zechira shevach, or in fact mitzvah lahakdisho? One of the differences is the following. You know, the Gemara tells us that one is not allowed to eat or drink before making Kiddush. The first achila, the first te'ima on Lel Shabbos should be in the context, in the framework of Kiddush. This Isra of achila in Shtiyah, does this apply only at night, or does it even apply on Shabbos morning as well? am I allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush of the day of Shabbos? So this is not explicit in the Gemara. This is a machlokas, the Rambam, and write it in Perachov Tes, if Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam writes that just as there's an Isra of Achila before Kiddush on Lel Shabbos, the same thing is true when it comes to the day of Shabbos as well. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid writes that no, it's not true. The Isra Achila or Ashtiyah before Kiddush is only when it comes to Kiddush on Lel Shabbos. When it comes to what we refer to as Kiddush Rabbah, there is no Isra Achila, there is no Isra Shtiyah. What exactly is that machlokis? The Rambam seems to assume the following Kiddush. That just as there is a mitzvah midaraisa of Kiddush, and there it is sufficient to make Kiddush b'knisas HaShabbos, nonetheless there is a mitzvah d'rabbanan of Kiddush HaRabbah. Not only to make Kiddush once on Shabbos, but to repeat Kiddush during the day as well. And the Kiddush HaRabbah that we recite is midinei Kiddush. And therefore the halachos of Kiddush b'lel Shabbos even apply to Kiddush HaRabbah as well. And just as there's an Isser Te'ima, Achil and Shtia before Kiddush on Friday night, the same thing applies when it comes to Kiddush during the day of Shabbos. The Ravid disagrees and assumes that is not true. The mitzvah of Kiddush is Bilel Shabbos. What is it that we do Shabbos in the morning, Kiddush HaRabbah? That is simply to be Koveya the Suda Shabbos, Alayayin. There's halacha of Kiddush HaMakom Suda. There's halacha of Kiddush Al HaYayin, in the sense that we enhance the Suda Shabbos by doing so Al HaYayin, being Koveya the Suda, Al HaKos. It is not Midine Kiddush, and therefore the Ravid writes that you cannot assume that the details of Kiddush that apply to Lel Shabbos apply to Kiddush HaRabbah. So fascinating machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid, to what extent Kiddush HaRabbah really is an extension of Kiddush b'Lel Shabbos, l'nafkamina, whether there's an Isser Te'ima Bayom or an Isser Te'ima is only Balayla. If you look in Maram Chalav, in Psachim and Daf Kuvav, Maram Chalav cites this machlokas Rishonim. He refers you to the Shita of the Rambam, that there's an Isser Te'ima not only at night, but even during the day as well, Kiddush HaRabbah. And Maram Chalav asks the following kasha. How can that be? I think the Ravid is correct. Why? Heichon matzinu kiddush bezdin laila v'yom. That's the lashon of Maram Chalava. Where do you see kiddush bezdin that requires kiddush balaila, and then once again kiddush bayom? When bezdin is mekadesh the chodesh, they have to do so twice. When bezdin declares that this is now yontif, they do so twice. Certainly not. Kiddush bezdin is only necessary b'tchilas hayom, no more, no less. So therefore, Ram Chalava writes, if the very essence of Kiddush is v'kidashtem, mitzvah l'hakdisho, so obviously the mitzvah of Kiddush only applies b'chnisaso. The fact that we associate Yain with Suda Shabbos Bayom Kiddush HaRabbah, that's not midine Kiddush. How do you understand the concept of mitzvah l'hakdisho b'emsa hayom? What would the Rambam respond? The Rambam doesn't understand the mitzvah of Kiddush in that sense. Mitzvah l'hakdisho. The Rambam writes, the Kiddush HaShabbos is kviya v'kaima. It is fixed, it is set. The essence of Kiddush is zochreyu zechira shevach. The Torah insists that a person should elaborate, should expand upon the Kiddush HaSayom of Shabbos. There it's very reasonable to assume that even if midaraisa is sufficient to do so once, the Chachamim mandate that you must do so b'yom uvalayla. It's not an issue of Kiddush Bezdin. And therefore you understand very well how the Rambam Lashitasei can argue that Kiddush b'yom is really midine Kiddush, not midaraisa, but midrabanan. And if Kiddush, either daraisa drabanan, has associated with it an Isser Te'ima, that applies to Kiddush HaRabbah as well. The Kash of Ram Chalava, Heichen Matzinu, Kiddush Bezdin, Laila v'yom, the answer is that's not the purpose of Kiddush whatsoever. That this is a function of Kiddush Bezdin, or one argues that it only applies b'chnisaso, and doesn't apply at all. That Boshev Shat is the machlokis between the Rambam and Ravid, and you understand then beautifully why it is that the Rambam assumes that Kiddush Bayom is in essence Midine Kiddush. This machlokis, the Rambam and the Ramban, could impact on another issue. We've discussed in the past that we assume la halacha that even though the Gemara tells us Sochreyo al Hayayin, that Yayin is necessary for Kiddush, that is not true Midaraisa. That is all true midrabanan. It is a fundamental machlokas rishonim, whether kiddush al hayayin and whether ti'im is necessary at all. If you look, for example, at the Mefarish, the one in place of Rashi, in Nazar and Daf Gimel Beis, Daf Dal Amud Aleph, there the Mefarish writes an incredible chiddush that a Nazir drinks the wine of kiddush. Why? Because Because drinking the wine is an inherent part of the mitzvah of kiddush min haTorah, and therefore, if it's a mitzvah min haTorah, mushpa v'yomid mehar sinayu, and therefore that is not included in the nazirus at all. That's what the Mefarish writes in Nazir and Daf Gimel Beis, and Tosa Samidity comments in Nazir and also in Shuas and Daf Chaf. That certainly is not true. A Nazir drinks the wine of kiddush. Drinking the wine of Kiddush is not part of the mitzvah of Kiddush Midaraisa. Kiddush Midaraisa is simply bidvarim ba'alma. And therefore, of course, the Nazir, who is not allowed to drink any wine, of course he is not allowed to drink the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah. We assume halacha in that sense, that Kiddush Midaraisa is merely Kiddush bidvarim. Any need for anything else, yayin or Kiddush or makom suda, all of that is only a mitzvah. Drabanan. In fact, we discussed in the previous year that Chiddush of the Tosos Rid, in Psachim Adav Kuvav, in Psachim Adav Kuf Yedalid, if you assume, for example, that Kiddush Midaraisa is merely the Dvarim, and there's no halach of Kiddush Al Hayayin, and even the halach of the Gemara Psachim Adav Kuf, that Kiddush Makom Sud is only a din Drabanan, then the Tosos Rid writes, there's a mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush even on Yom Kippur. The fact that on Yom Kippur it's a tainus and you can't eat and drink Midaraisa, that does not contradict the mitzvah of Kiddush at all. There's a mitzvah of Kiddush Midaraisa on Yom Kippur, and when one davens Marav Kol Nidre night, one must have in mind the fact that they're fulfilling not merely a Chovas Tefillah, but they're fulfilling the mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush that the Tosas Rid writes applies even on Yom HaKippurim. If you'll argue that Kiddush requires Yayin Midaraisa, or that Kiddush Makom Sudas Midaraisa, then the Tosas Rid comments that can apply on Shabbos, perhaps on Yantiv, cannot apply on Yom Kippur. But if you assume as Rov Rishonim that Kiddush Bidvarim is all that is necessary in HaTorah, in such an instance there is a mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush even on Yom HaKippurim. That's what Tosas Rid writes in Daf Kufav and Kuf Yudalit in Maseches Pesachim. That's how we assume la halacha, like the Rambam Shita, Perachat Tesef Ocho Shabbos, the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph. This is what we assume in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim, in Reish Ayin Aleph, that the mitzvah of Kiddush Midaraisa is Bidvarim. Anything else is only Midrabanan. If that's true, the critical question, when then does a person fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush? If you don't need Suda, and you don't need Yayin, all you need is Dvarim alone, when is the mitzvah of Kiddush fulfilled on a level of Daraisa? So this is what leads many Achronim, this is the Magen Avraham and Reish Ayin Aleph, this is also the Noda B'Yuda, to assume that therefore you fulfill the mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush when you daven Maariv, when you extol the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, Ato Kidashta, with that not simply a Chovas HaTfilah, but Ayyidei Zeh, you fulfill the mitzvah Daraisa of tefillah as well. And that's the known kash of the Noda B'Yuda, there in the Shulchan Aruch, Dogam Avav Reish Ayin Aleph. If that's true, the Gemara tells us in Brachos Daf Chav, Shavuos Daf Chav, that women are obligated in Kiddush Midaraisa. And if, in fact, the practice is that men are generally davening Maariv and women are not, that means that when you come home from Shul, you have already fulfilled your mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush, your wife is still Mechuyeves in Kiddush Min HaTorah. How is it possible for you to make Kiddush to be Motzi, your wife? That's the Tzarechiyun of the Noda of Yehuda, the Dogma of Avva, in Reish Ayin Aleph. Many different terutzim are offered to resolve this particular issue. The Menachos Chinuch writes, in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, it's true that Rov Rishonim are of the opinion that Kiddush Midaraisa is Bidvarim. There's no need for Yayin, there's no need for Suda, but there is an additional requirement. The Gemara tells us in Psachim Adav Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Pasuk of Kiddush, Zocher Yom HaShabbos Bekadesho. The Torah also tells us, Laman Tizkar, Es Yom Tzeischa Meretz Yisrael Kol Yemei Chayecha. The Gemara's Gzeira Shavav, Zocher Tizkar, that one is obligated to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Kiddush Hayom. When a person mentions the mitzvah of Kiddush, not enough simply to extol the character of Shabbos, but you must link that to Yetzias Mitzrayim. After all, the Aseres Hadibros and Parshas V'Yetzchanan. Why is it that Shomer Simchas Shabbos L'Kadsho? As the Ramban explains, Ki Eved Hayisa B'Mitzrayim. Shabbos is not only Keneged Brias HaOlam, Shabbos is also considered to be that which we do to be mindful of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore it is necessary to emphasize that when it comes to Kiddush. Tosus writes there in Psachim Kuf Yudzayin Rabbeis, the top Tosus, a fascinating Kiddush. What is the basis of Lamites Malachos? We're always used to assuming the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Memtes, Mishkan. Tosus says no, Yetzias Mitzrayim. All the malacha we had to do when we were avodin to Paro Mitzrayim, we demonstrate our chayrus on Shabbos by being a ben chorin, by refraining from any malacha that an eved must do when he is serving his adam. And therefore the Gemara tells us when it comes to Kiddush, you must incorporate Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. So the Minchas Chinuch points out, it's true that you don't require Yayin, you don't require Suda min HaTorah, but you do require Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Minchas Chinuch comments, the Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, there's no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, he argues, you're not Yotzei with Tefillah, because you failed to acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is true that several minutes earlier in davening, in Kriyat Shema, you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the Minchas Chinuch assumes that no, the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim must go hand in hand with the Zechira Shabbos. And that's why in the Nusach of Kiddush, of course, you mention Zech Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Minchas Chinuch, of course, would acknowledge if there's a mitzvah of Kiddush on Yom Kippur, as you mentioned, that Kiddush of the Tosas Rid, then interestingly you would fulfill the mitzvah deris of Kiddush with Tfilan Kol Nidrei Night, because in the Shmoneh Esrei of Yom Kippur we do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. The same would be true when it comes to Yantiv. In the Yantiv Shmoneh Esrei, we acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim. Or if it's Yantiv Shechalios B'Shabbos, there you have the mitzvah of Kiddush of Shabbos and Yantiv in Shmoneh Esrei where you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. But on a typical Shabbos, that is not the case. And therefore, Minchas Chinuch writes that he disagrees with that kasha of the Noda B'Yuda. When men come home from shul, they are still obligated in Kiddush Min HaTorah because they fail to acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim together with the Kedusha of Shabbos. That's one ha'ara. Even if one were to disagree with the Minchas Chinuch and assume that it's not essential, midaraisa, to acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim, how would you resolve that difficulty? Men then are obligated and they fulfill their mitzvah in tefillah, and they come home and now they're being motzi their wife in the mitzvah of Kiddush. So Rabbi Kiveger, there in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Ayin Aleph, mentions the following Kiddush. But look, the woman also has mentioned the fact that now it is Shabbos. Now, you come home and you greet each other with good Shabbos, acknowledging that now it is Shabbos. Rabbi Kiveger writes that midaraisa, that is sufficient for the mitzvah of Kiddush. If a person just merely states that it is Shabbos, that acknowledgement is considered to be sufficient midaraisa for the mitzvah of Kiddush. So even if women do not daven Ma'ariv, but if they'll ben shlich, or they'll state good Shabbos, in such a case, minimally, that is considered to be sufficient. The Bir Halacha in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph quotes us Rabbi Kiveger and disagrees in the following fashion. But what do you mean? That's sufficient. I understand that a Shmoneh Esrei is sufficient to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, but good Shabbos is sufficient. The Rambam writes, Zochreyu Zechiras Shabbach B'Kiddush. In order to fulfill the mitzvah d'arais of Kiddush, it's necessary to expand, to extol the Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos. We do that in the bracha of Kiddush, we do that in tefillah. That will not be accomplished by a passing comment of good Shabbos. That's the machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha and Rabbi Kiveger, whether one would fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush with a mere statement that now it is Shabbos. Perhaps one could argue that this would be the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. If you maintain that the very purpose of Kiddush is Zochreyu Zechira Shevach, that's absolutely true, then a mere statement that now it is Shabbos is insufficient to fulfill that mitzvah. But if you assume, as the Ramban or the Rashba writes, that the very purpose of Kiddush is Mitzvah LaHakdisha, if that's true, all that requires is a statement that now it is Shabbos. What is the mitzvah HaKdisha when it comes to Yovel? What is the mitzvah HaKdisha when it comes to Rosh Chodesh? Bezin is obligated to describe the character of Rosh Chodesh, Mekudash. That is considered to be sufficient. A declaration that now it is Rosh Chodesh. One could argue that that machlokes between Rabbi Kiveger and the Bir Halacha, what is necessary for the mitzvah of Kiddush B'dvarim, that should impact on our question. Even a further issue, you know, we've discussed many times in the past the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. And I pointed out that the Rambam does not have the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos at all. The Rambam has the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. And even in that context, the Rambam, at the very beginning of Hilchos Shvisos Asar, the Rambam writes, the mitzvah of Tosefes is, Haschalotzum Lisanos Mibod Yom, begin the Inuim earlier. The Rambam does not even mention Tosefes Malacha, and the Rambam does not mention at all Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov. We're so used to assuming, as we maintain the halacha, that there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov. The Rambam does not have Tosefes Shabbos. The Rambam does not have Tosefes Yom Tov. You may recall in the Tisha B'Av Shirim, I mentioned the Chiddush, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos and Tainis has a mitzvah of Tosefes when it comes to Tisha B'Av. Shabbos no, but Tisha B'Av yes. Why? The Rambam apparently understood that Tosefes is not a halacha in Kedushas Hayom. Tosefes is a halacha of Tainis Tzibur. So therefore, the expansion of Yom Kippur is to link it with Tisha B'Av, but not to jump from Yom Kippur to Shabbos or to Yom Tov. So the Rambam does not have Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov, but the Rambam does have Tosefes when it comes to Tisha B'Av, a fascinating Chiddush. But we, of course, assume that there is a mitzvah. Magen Avraham writes a mitzvah daraisa of Tosefes even on Shabbos as well. Difficulty. The Rambam writes there's no mitzvah of Tosefes. But the Gemara tells us in Brachos Nevchav Zayin, Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, that Rav used to make Kiddush early. You have to wait until Tzeis to make Kiddush. Certainly not. Rav used to make Kiddush early on Mel Shabbos. Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. And the Gemara says, U'mekadesh, Rav used to make Kiddush early. How is that possible? So Rashi writes in Brachos Nevchav Zayin, Tosefes. You begin Shabbos early, you can daven Mariv, you can make Kiddush, and those mitzvahs can be fulfilled during Tosefes Shabbos. But if the Rambam does not have the mitzvah of Tosefes, how is it possible that you can daven or make Kiddush early? Maybe one would argue, good, the Rambam does not have a chiyuv of Tosefes, but the Rambam would agree that if you accept upon yourself Shabbos, it is now Shabbos, and therefore you can daven, and therefore you can make Kiddush. So the Magid Mishnah writes in Perek Dal b'Hilchos Chanukah, that's not true. The Lashon of Magid Mishnah is, according to the Rambam, Lo Matzinu Kabbalah Oseres. There's no device, there's no vehicle of Tosefes, according to the Rambam. If this is not a mitzvah, if the mitzvah only exists on Yom Kippur, so what does it mean to say I accept upon myself the fact that it is Shabbos? There's no vehicle, there's no tool of Tosefes according to the Rambam's view. So how is it possible that Rav would daven early, or that Rav would make Kiddush early? So the Rambam is forced to understand those Gemaras in a very different way. The Rambam writes, how is it possible that Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, Rav davened early? So you recall the Shiurim during the summer, the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tefillah, Tefillah Sarvis Rishus, in Medaktik in Bizmana. Not because of Kedusha Shabbos. Since Tefillah Sarvis is Rishus, one is allowed to daven even earlier, even Kodem Zmano. We understand why the Rambam must explain in that fashion. Because the Rambam does not have the mitzvah of Tosefes. What about when it comes to Kiddush? You're going to say Kiddush also is only Rishus. Kiddush is a mitzvah daraisa. How is it possible to make Kiddush early? So the Rambam writes in Perachot Tesef of Shabbos, V'yesh l'vodem l'kadesh mi'bod yom, v'afal pish lo nichnas ha'shabbos. The Rambam writes, you can make Kiddush early. Kiddush does not have to be made on Shabbos. That's what the Rambam tells us explicitly. The Rambam writes, as long as it's samuch l'knisas ha'shabbos, that is considered to be sufficient. The Tosas Arash writes, and that command, Brachos Dav Chav Zayin, because Dichsiv the Pasuk says, Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, V'lo Nemer Zachar B'Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. As long as Shabbos is about to begin, a person can already fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. Even if it is Samuch L'Knisas HaShabbos, that's explicit in the Rambam. That's how the Rambam maintains that Rav would make Kiddush early, Yesh L'Adam L'Kadish Mibol Yom, V'yav Fal Pish Lo Nichnas HaShabbos. That's the Kiddush of the Rambam Shita. It's a very great Kiddush, that according to the Rambam, one could make Kiddush even prior to the arrival of Shabbos. As long as it is some of the Knesset of Shabbos, that Minchas Chinuch, and Mitzvah Laman Aleph points out, that means after Plag HaMincha. How do you understand this possibility in the Rambam? That one could make Kiddush even prior to the arrival of Shabbos? Now that fits in very well with the Rambam's understanding of Kiddush. No? If you assume that the mitzvah of Kiddush is mitzvah lahakdisha, so therefore it would be hard to envision that the mitzvah of Kiddush can be fulfilled when it is not yet Shabbos. No? Bezin is going to declare that what? Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Bezin will declare that next year will be Yovel. The mitzvah lahakdisha means mekudosh, mekudosh, you're able to state that it is now Rosh Chodesh, it is now Yontif, it is now Yovel, it is now Shabbos. But the Rambam does not understand the mitzvah of Kiddush in this sense of mitzvah lahakdisha. The purpose of Kiddush is zochreihu zechiras shevach b'kiddush, to extol the kedushas hayom of Shabbos. One could envision, if that is the mitzvah zochreihu zechiras shevach, one could envision that that could be samuch l'knisas haShabbos. It doesn't have to be necessarily at the moment that Shabbos arrives. And then you understand exactly why the Rambam mentions that even without Tosefes, it's possible to begin Shabbos at that particular time. The reason this fits in so well with the Rambam's view is not only because of these other ayahs, but because of the following. I had mentioned Kiddush is a mitzvah daraisa. What about Havdalah? Is there a mitzvah of Havdalah min HaTorah? The Rambam writes, absolutely yes. For Chavtesef of Shabbos, the Rambam writes that the mitzvah Zohar Sim HaShabbos Lakadsho is Bichnisaso Uviyetziyaso. When Shabbos begins, when Shabbos departs, Havdalah is a mitzvah daraisa. And not all Rishonim agree at all. The view of the Or Chos Chaim is Havdalah is only Dirabanan. The Tshuvas HaRash quotes the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that Havdalah is only a mitzvah Dirabanan. Whereas Kiddush is explicitly min HaTorah, that's the Gemara Brachos, Dav Chav, Shavuos, and Dav Chav, the view of other Rishonim, or Chos Chaim, Rabbeinu Tam, is that Havdalah is only Derabanan. That view of Rashi, in Nazir, Dav Gimel, Beis, the Mefaresh, the way Rashi understands that Gemara, that a Nazir is obligated to drink the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Kiddush of Havdalta, Mushpa v'yomid mehar sinayhu. And therefore Nazir is obligated to drink. If you read the Gemara that way, a very great Kiddush, that Kiddush is daraisa, Havdalah is daraisa, and Kiddush al hayayin, and Havdalah al hayayin, apparently is mi daraisa as well. But a machlokas Rishonim, as to whether Havdalah is included in the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos. And as mentioned, the Rambam writes that that is certainly true. This fits in very well with the Rambam's understanding as well. If you assume the mitzvah of Kiddush is mitzvah lahakdisha, so therefore one could easily distinguish between Kiddush as opposed to Havdalah. When a person recites Kiddush, he's mekadesh the yom. You'll tell me it's not necessary. The Kiddush of Shabbos is kriya v'kayma. The answer is bechor. The answer is shmitas ksafim. Mitzvah lahakdisha. But how do you understand that b'yitziyaso? B'yitziyaso, mitzvah lahakdisho. But if you will tell me that the mitzvah of Kiddush is zochreihu zechiras shevach, a person is obligated to state and be mindful of the primacy of Shabbos, the kedushas hayom, the character, the significance of Shabbos. So therefore, very reasonably, one could argue that you must set Shabbos apart from the rest of the days of the week, and it's not merely sufficient to do so b'chnisaso, but to do so b'yitziyaso as well. The Rambam writes, in Perchav Dal de Pilchus Shabbos, so much of Pilchus Shabbos, the Rambam writes, the halachas of Muktzah, are all for the purpose of making certain that Shabbos is set aside, is distinct from any other day of the week. The Ravid is Masig. The Ravid writes that Muktzah is a gzeira d'rabbanim mishum hotza. That's what the Ravid writes, based on the Gemara Beitzim Daf Yud Beis, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, that what is the purpose of Tilta Mukta? If you're going to start handling things that you don't need, you know what you're going to end up doing? Carrying them out, and therefore Mukta is a Gzeira the Rabbanim Ishim Hotza. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam so beautifully describes that one is obligated to be mindful of the character of Shabbos, that Shabbos is distinct, Shabbos must be, the Rambam writes, Shvisa HaNikeres, and therefore, how is it that you demonstrate that Shabbos is different from any other day of the week? The Rambam says, by avoiding Muktzah, by avoiding Uvda Dechol. According to the Rambam's view, Uvda Dechol is not merely Drabanon. Uvda Dechol, Adin Daraisa. Because after all, one is obligated to see to it that Shabbos is distinct. This is the very purpose of Zechira Shabbos, according to the Rambam. And therefore, it's not only Bichnisaso, but rather Bichnisaso Uviyatsiyaso. And therefore, we understand very well why the Rambam assumes that not only is Kiddush Midaraisa, but Havdalah is Midaraisa as well. That is the Shitas Rambam. In fact, Poshav Shat, the Rambam was bothered by the following. That very Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chav Zayin that tells us that Rav used to make Kiddush early, Rav Tzalish al Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, the Gemara tells us that the same is true regarding Havdalah. A very great Kiddush. That just as you can make Kiddush early, if necessary, you can make Havdalah early as well. Tosfos immediately comments, one should not do this as a routine, but if there is a particular tzorech, and a person will not be able to easily make Havdalah b'yetzias shabbos, a person can make Havdalah already on Shabbos afternoon. Obviously, you don't do any malacha, you don't light a fire, it's still Shabbos. But a person can be yotzei the mitzvah Havdalah samuch b'yetzias shabbos. After Plag HaMincha, it's possible for a person to make Havdalah already at that particular time. How can that be? No? If you assume that the reason that you're making Kiddush early is only a function of Tosefes, so how do you justify the fact that you can make Havdalah early? That certainly has nothing at all to do with Tosefes. That Gemara in Brachos Nav Chav Zayin that tells us that Havdalah can be made mi bod yom, that l'chor is the basis of the Rambam Shita. The Rambam assumes that Havdalah is a mitzvah daraisa. And yet you don't have to wait until the conclusion of Shabbos to make Havdalah. The Gemara is explicit. All that is necessary to do is to mark the fact that Shabbos is about to depart, and then at the time it says Sakol Chavim, Shabbos will end. How can that be? The Rambam writes, you see from Havdalah that the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos does not have to be exactly Bichnisaso Uviyatsiyaso. And the Rambam maintains what is true of Havdalah is true of Kiddush. And therefore, it's no difficulty according to the Rambam. How can you make Kiddush early? The Rambam doesn't mention the mitzvah of Tosefes. The answer is, you can make Havdalah early. That obviously operates independent of any vehicle of Tosefes. And therefore, the Rambam Shita is the same thing that true when it comes to Kiddush as well. That Rambam, Yesh Lalo Kaddish Mibol Yom, Afal Pish Lanichtza Shabbos, the Rambam writes in V'chein Dinin Havdalah. If necessary, a person can make Havdalah early as well. That is Zochrei Zechira Shevach B'Kiddush. The fact that you are marking that now it is Shabbos or Shabbos is about to depart does not have to be explicitly at that particular moment. And therefore, one can understand the mitzvah of Kiddush. All these Rambams are related. The fact that the Rambam understands mitzvah of Kiddush, Zochrei Zechira Shevach, according to the Rambam, you understand why in fact it is that there's an Isser Te'ima Bayom, why there's a concept of Kedusha Rabba, why Kiddush and Havdalah Daraisa, why there's no need for Tosefes. This is considered to be the Shitas Rambam. So Kiddush, everyone agrees, is a mitzvah Daraisa, with two fundamentally different ways of understanding how in fact Kiddush operates. Zochrei Zechira Shevach, or in fact, mitzvah lahakdisha. That machlokas, the Rambam and Ravid, whether there's an Isser Te'ima before Kiddush Rabba, I had mentioned to you in the past, Rav Slavetcher commented, that's very relevant lahalacha in the following context as well. Right? During this time of year, on Simchas Torah, right? Sometimes you're going to get home, right? Very, very late, in the night of Simchas Torah. Is it an option to make Kiddush, for example, right, at night, and you'll have mizonos for Kiddush or Makom Suda, and then you'll get home late at night. At that point in time, you'll have your Sudas Yontif. What we normally do, very often after davening on Shabbos or Yontif morning, that will make Kiddush. We won't have our Suda immediately, but we'll have simply mizonos. Is that an option at night as well? So Soloveitchik pointed out the following Kiddush, that you know there is a machlokas between Tosus and the Vilna Gaon versus the Shitas HaGaonim regarding Kiddush b'makom Suda. The Gemara tells us in Sachem Dav Kufa Mer Aleph that Kiddush must in fact be b'makom Suda. What exactly does that mean? Does that really mean you can only fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush b'makom Suda, meaning your full Suda Shabbos? Or, can one argue, not necessarily true, you can fulfill the requirement of Kiddush b'makom Suda through other forms of Achila. As we commonly will do, Shabbos morning after davening we'll have a Kiddush. Obviously, Kiddush must be b'makom Suda. The answer is you'll have mizonos, for example. That is considered to be Kiddush b'makom Suda, even though by eating mizonos you're not fulfilling the chiyuv of Suda Shabbos. You'll go home later and you will do so. The Vilna Gaon assumes that no, Kiddush b'makom Suda is Suda Shabbos. And the Gaonim assume that's not true. If, for example, a person will have some kvius, mizonos, or perhaps even an additional revius yayin, that is not a Suda Shabbos, but nonetheless that is sufficient for Kiddush b'makom Suda. So machlokas between the Vilna Gaon and Tosfos in the beginning of Rabbi Yisachar on the one hand, versus the Shitas HaGaonim, whether Kiddush b'makom Suda requires Sudas Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik once commented that this, in fact, is 2 days in the Rashbam. In Sachim Adav Kufim and Aleph, why is it that we insist on Kiddush b'makom Suda? Kiddush must be b'makom Suda. I'll ask you a simple question. What is driving this halacha? Is this halacha a function of Kiddush, or is this halacha a function of Suda? What is driving the halacha of Kiddush b'makom Suda? I could express it in two very different ways. One is the following. You're obligated to have a Suda Shabbos. You're obligated to have a Suda Yontif. What makes it into a Shabbos Suda? Zmiros, Divrei Torah, the clothing that you wear. You know what the answer is? Kiddush b'makom Suda. You begin the Suda declaring that now it is Shabbos. Kiddush b'makom Suda. That transforms the Suda into Suda Shabbos. So if I were to ask you, what is the starting point? What would the answer be? You begin with the fact that there is a mitzvah to have a Suda Shabbos. And I'll ask you now, what is the definition of Suda Shabbos? The answer is you begin the Suda with Kiddush. You conclude the Suda with Ritzei. That is Koveya the Suda as a Suda Shabbos, as a Suda Yontif. If that's true, then obviously, Kiddush b'makom Suda must mean the Suda Shabbos, the Suda Yontif. It's not enough simply to make Kiddush and have a piece of cake. And then you're going to go home and you're going to wash and have an elaborate meal. How is that considered to be a Suda Shabbos? If that's the understanding of Kiddush b'makom Suda, that's one day in the Rashbam. The Keras l'Shabbos Oneg, that there's a mitzvah of Oneg. Oneg requires Suda. What is Koveya that this is a Suda Shabbos? The answer is Kiddush. One could understand it very different way. Kiddush midaraisa we mentioned is bidvarim and dvarim alone. The Chachamim were not satisfied with Kiddush bidvarim. They wanted to enhance the Kiddush. What did they do? Number one, Kiddush al hayayin. Kiddush should be enhanced. Number two, the Rashbam writes, Kiddush b'makom Suda. Why fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush in a minimal way? Just mentioning now with Shabbos, by saying good Shabbos, by davening Mariv. The Chachamim wanted that Kiddush should be embellished, it should be enhanced, and therefore, more than Dvarim alone is necessary. Yayin is necessary, and even a greater kviyus, Makom Suda, is necessary as well. If that's true, the Mechayiv is not Suda. The starting point is there's a mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush should be fulfilled, right, in an enhanced fashion. How is it that Kiddush is deemed that which is Chashuv? The Rashbam writes, Yayin Suda. That means that all of this, Kiddush b'makom Suda, Kiddush al Hayayin, all emanates from, it's a function of the mitzvah of Kiddush. If that's true, if the purpose of Kiddush b'makom Suda is not to define the Suda, but rather to enhance the Kiddush, one can now understand the view of the Gaonim, that enhancement does not have to be a full Suda necessarily. That enhancement can be an additional Revias Yayin. That enhancement can be Mizonos. But not necessarily that it must be a full Suda. So this detailed machlokis as to whether Kiddush HaMakom Suda requires Suda Shabbos is an essential machlokis as to the nature of Kiddush HaMakom Suda, whether it emanates from the mitzvah Suda or whether from the Chovas HaKiddush. Good? How do we assume the halacha? So our practice is to rely on the Shita Sagaonim. After davening, we will have a Kiddush, right? Even though we're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Suda, but nonetheless, right, that is considered to be sufficient for Kiddush HaMakom Suda. Because after all, if this would not be Kiddush HaMakom Suda, you wouldn't be fulfilling the mitzvah of Suda, obviously. You wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. You would not be allowed to eat or drink at this time. There's Nisr Te'ima before you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. So Soloveitchik pointed out the following. Common we will rely on the Shita Sagonim of Mizonos, for example, during the day, but not necessarily at night. You don't find that often, that people will make Kiddush at night on Mizonos, and then take a break, and then sometime later we'll have the Suda. Even during the winter months, when Shabbos is early, right, we don't split the Kiddush HaMakom Suda from the Suda Shabbos. Why is that? Is that all pragmatic? Or is there a basis lahalocha to distinguish between Lel Shabbos as opposed to Yom Shabbos? That's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. That's the machlokas, the Rambam and Raivit. Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following Kiddush. Our practice of having Kiddush after davening in the morning is based on a combination of the Gaonim with the Raivit. That was the Kiddush of Rav Soloveitchik. The Gaonim, that this is Kiddush HaMakom Suda. You don't need a Suda Shabbos. Even Mizonos is sufficient. But number two, the Raivit that we just mentioned earlier. There's nothing wrong with eating and drinking before Kiddush HaRabbah. That's not Kiddush. And therefore, there's no Isra Achil or Nisr Shtiyah. That's the Tziruf. So therefore, when a person has a Kiddush Shabbos, Yantuf morning, he says the following. Number one, this could very well be Kiddush HaMakom Suda, the Sheet of the Gaonim. Number two, even if it's not Kiddush HaMakom Suda, I'm not doing anything wrong. The Raivit writes that the Isra Achil and Shtiyah before Kiddush is only Belel Shabbos, not during the day of Shabbos. If that's true, if it's based on the combination of both views, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out then that two nafkaminas, lahalacha. Number one is the following. This should only be relied on during the day and not at night. At night you don't have the tzirif haraivit. Everyone agrees. There's an isra te'ima before the mitzvah of Kiddush Belel Shabbos. There the only reliance is purely on the shita of the Gaonim. The Rav pointed out our reliance on the Gaonim is only when it's covered with that combination of the Ravid Sheet as well. And number two, the practice that the Rav would encourage is the following, that when a person has Kiddush, Shabbos morning in Shul after davening, and then he comes home, is it necessary to repeat the Kiddush, to repeat the Bracha Bari Pir Agafen? Strictly speaking, based on the Gonim Sheet, or not? You already were Yotzi Kiddush HaMakom Suda, and therefore now just have your Suda Shabbos. But if you assume it's coupled with the Tziruf HaRavid, that maybe really Tosus and the Gon are correct, that is not considered to be Kiddush HaMakom Suda. The fact that I'm eating before is because there's no Isra Achil and Shtiyah Kodem Kiddush. That Kiddush HaMakom Suda demands a full Suda Shabbos, then when one gets home, one should repeat the bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen in order to have the Kiddush HaMakom Suda, according to the view of Tosfos and the Gaon. Those are the couple of nafkaminas that are critically important in the halacha. That machlokes, the Rambam and Raivit, even though we do paskin the halacha like the Rambam Shita, that there is an Isra Achila in Shtiyah before Kiddush HaRabbah, nonetheless, as a Tziruf HaShitas, the Rav explained that this is part of the basis for our practice when it comes to a Kiddush and Shul Shabbos Nyantav morning. If it's based on the Tziruf, that would mean, let's say, for example, on Simchas Torah night, that one should avoid making Kiddush and having Mizonos, and only much later, after Hakafos, going home and having Vesuda. We mentioned the Machlokas Rishonim regarding Havdalah. Is Havdalah mitzvah daraisa? Is Havdalah a mitzvah derabanan? What are the differences, lahalacha? Whether Havdalah is daraisa, whether Havdalah is derabanan? One of the differences is that sugya in Brachos and Davchav, the obligation of women in the mitzvah of Havdalah. We would have argued that Kiddush is a mitzvah say shazman grama. That's exactly what the Gemara tells us in Brachos and Davchav. Women are obligated in Kiddush, because after all, That's the drasha of kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zechira. We'll have to discuss that drasha at length. It really is not that simple. But the Gemara tells us, look, women are obligated in shmira Shabbos, shomer sima Shabbos l'kadsho, and we know that zochor v'shomer is the dibur echad nemru, kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zechira, hani neshei holisa b'shmira, ishnuhu b'zechira. And therefore, women are obligated not only in shomer, women are obligated in zochor as well. A very interesting chiddush. Good? On that basis, we know that women are obligated midaraisa in the mitzvah of kiddush. We'll have to discuss, how do we know the starting point? Women are obligated in shomer sima Shabbos v'kadsho. So therefore, women are also obligated in zocher sima Shabbos v'kadsho. How do we know that women are obligated in shomer sima Shabbos v'kadsho? Why is that so obvious? Shomer sima Shabbos v'kadsho is a reference to malacha, to refrain from engaging in malacha. And women are obviously admonished in that pasuk of Shomer Sima Shabbos L'Kadsho. What's somewhat difficult is the following. Shomer Sima Shabbos L'Kadsho. Is that an essay? Or is that a los essay? When the Torah says, losasa chomalacha, that's a lav. Women are certainly included in losasa chomalacha. That certainly is true. On Yantif, women are certainly included in chomaleches avod losasu. In the pasuk of Shomer Sima Shabbos L'Kadsho, are women included in that pasuk? Obviously, yes. No, because that's the drush of the Gemara. Women are included in Shomer, they're also included in Zachar. Is that so obvious that women are obligated in Shomer Sima Shabbos L'Kadsho? The Ramban, Naser Sadibros, right, on the pasuk of Zachar Sima Shabbos L'Kadsho, the Ramban writes the following. Zachar is a mitzvah sasei. Shomer is a mitzvah lo sasei. After all, the Gemara tells us, lo, he shomer, pen, al, lo, sasei. So therefore, it's a lav. Of course, women are obligated in lo, sasei. Women are exempt from mitzvah sasei, shahazman, grama, but not from a lo, sasei. And therefore, women are obligated in shomer. That you understand very well. The issue, though, was the following. Not all Rishonim agree that that's true. The Gemara tells us that malach on Shabbos is not only a lav, but it's also an essay. What is the essay? One essay is Tishbos, Shabbosam. The Tosus writes, the essay is Ushmartem es HaShabbos. Interesting chiddush. According to the sheet of Tosus, that Ushmartem is an essay. So it's an interesting chiddush that women nonetheless are obligated in the essay of Shomer Sima Shabbos L'Kadsho. We'll have to discuss that fact. Bear that in mind. The Gemara is explicit that women are obligated in Shomer Sima Shabbos L'Kadsho. Does that mean it's a los essay? The Ramban writes, yes. But Tosus writes, Shomer is an essay. But yet the Gemara tells us that essay women are obligated in. And therefore, that's the basis of the drasha of Zachar v'Shomer b'Dibur Echad Nemru, that women are obligated in Zechira Shabbos as well. So a critical question. Does Zechira Shabbos include Havdalah? Of course, Kiddush. Absolutely, yes. But does Zachar Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho include Havdalah? So you'll tell me the Rambam sheet, of course. The mitzvah of Zachar Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho is Bichnisaso uVitziaso. Not Kiddush Bezdin, but rather Zachreihu Zachira Sheva for Kiddush. To do so, Bichnisas HaShabbos, Vitzias HaShabbos. And therefore, of course, the Rambam writes that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah as well. Women are obligated in Zachar Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho. If that pasuk entails Kiddush as well as Havdalah, women are obligated in both. But what if you should assume that that's not true? Assume like the view of Rabbeinu Tam, the view of the Aruch Chaim, that Havdalah is only midrabanan. Are women obligated in Havdalah? This is a further machlokas Rishonim. The Magid Mishnah, the very beginning of Perachav Tesef Ocha Shabbos, comments on this Rambam. The Rambam writes, the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos is bichnisaso v'yitziaso. And therefore Havdalah is included as well. The Magid Mishnah writes, not everyone agrees. There are Rishonim that maintain that Havdalah is only a din d'rabbanan. What would a difference be? The Magid Mishnah mentions a possibility that he rejects. Maybe you could argue the difference would be whether women are obligated in Havdalah. If Havdalah is a mitzvah d'arais and it stems from the pasuk of Zachar, women are included in Zachar. Shama v'zachar b'dibra echad nemru. But if you will tell me Havdalah is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it is not linked to the pasuk of Zachar Sima Shabbos L'Kadsho, and now one could argue that Havdalah remains a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, and women are exempt. This is the chiddush of the Aruch HaChaim. This is what the Rama quotes in Siman Reish Sarivav. But although women are obligated in Kiddush, they are exempt from the mitzvah of Havdalah. Magid Mishnah writes, he doesn't think that that's true. Because even if you argue Havdalah is Drabanan, but we often know that Koma the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Daraisa Tikkun. The Chacham don't create Dinim Drabanan in a vacuum. They're extensions of Dinim Daraisa. It's always fascinating. Whenever you find a Din Drabanan, to try to find the model, and to assess how closely linked the mitzvah drabanan is to the model daraisa. So the Magid Mishnah writes, even if Havdalah is drabanan, but certainly it is an extension, an enhancement of the chiv of Kiddush. Mi daraisa, it is necessary merely bichnisaso, mi drabanan, biyetziaso. And therefore the Magid Mishnah writes that women are absolutely obligated in Havdalah, irrespective of whether Havdalah is Daraisa, whether Havdalah is Drabanan. But not all Rishonim agree. As mentioned, Archos Chaim writes the twofold Chiddush, Havdalah Drabanan, and therefore women are exempt. That is the basis of the Machlokas Rishonim. Whether women are or are not obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah. If it's Daraisa, absolutely yes. If it's Drabanan, then one could argue both ways. The Rama therefore concludes, Al Kain lo yavdilu nashim la'atzman ela yishmu min ha'anashim. A further Kiddush. Therefore, women should not make Havdalah themselves, but rather they should be Yotze through a man who recites Havdalah. That also is a great Kiddush. The Kiddush Havdalah is Drabanan, the Kiddush that therefore women are exempt, and the Sver Kiddush, a very great Kiddush. Therefore, women should not recite Havdalah. Why is that true? After all, the Rama always follows the Shita of the Balei HaTosos, that even if women are exempt from lulav and shofar and sukkah, certainly the mitzvah can be performed, and a bracha can be recited as well. That's what the Magen Avraham is troubled by. Even if you assume women are exempt, why is it that we should assume al-kain lo yavdilu latzman? But we'll have to discuss that issue. What is the obligation of women in Havdalah? But clearly, right, it will emanate from this point. And even a further issue, the sugya in Beitza and Havdalah, the Shita Mekubetzes, we don't make Havdalah on Motzai Yontif Rishon. We observe 2 days of Yontif. So therefore, we understand we're going to make Havdalah between Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni. Shita Kubetzes writes, Asi Vezulzuleba, no? You're going to make Havdalah the kind that it's Chol. We don't like to do that on Yontif Sheni Shagolios. No, we go out of our way to make Brachos in Yontif Sheni Shagolios, Ki Hechid Lasi Vezulzulebe. So we make a bracha at the second Seder because, after all, people are not going to appreciate the Kedushas Hayom of the second day of Pesach if you're going to say, let's make a Seder. But don't make Kiddush, and don't make a bracha on Kosos, and don't make a bracha on Matzah, and don't make a bracha on Marah, and don't make the bracha of Asher Golano. No brachos at all. People will treat the day as Chol. So therefore you understand very well that we're not going to make Havdalah between Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni. But the difficulty is, but on what basis? The problem, I understand, you don't want to do anything so overtly that is going to detract from the Kedushas Hayom of Yontif Sheni Shagolios. But if there really is a mitzvah of Havdalah, and next point, if you assume that Havdalah is Midaraisa, not only on Shabbos, but even on Yontif, that's the Shita Kubetzes, explicit. Beitza Havdalah Mabeis, the mitzvah of Havdalah A is Midaraisa, not only on Shabbos, but B, it's Midaraisi, even on Yontif as well. If there really is a mitzvah daraisa of Havdalah at the conclusion of Yontif, what right do we have to refrain from making Havdalah and making Havdalah the next day? Do you fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah the next day? We know there's such a concept when it comes to Shabbos, no? Mavda v'holei kol Shabbos kula. If a person didn't make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, there is a window of time. It's Machlokas Rishonim, right? Today is based in the sugya, right, in Arvei Pesachim. Is that true when it comes to Yontif? Let's assume, for example, a person didn't make Havdalah on Yontif. Do you say, no problem, you have a window of time? Next 3 days you can make Havdalah. On Shabbos it's very reasonable, no? Because on Shabbos, the coming week, the Gemara tells us, is divided into two halves. The first 3 days still associated with the previous Shabbos. The next days, right, are associated with the coming Shabbos. Now, how do we begin Kabbalah Shabbos? L'chun Aranana. Now, on what day do we recite L'chun Aranana? Right, Meshir Shal Yom, on Yom Revi, in order to mark the fact that, in a certain sense, right, this already signals the arrival of Shabbos. No, because already, starting on Wednesday, a person now has to be mindful of the coming Shabbos. So we invoke a form, a me'ein Kabbalah Shabbos, to indicate that that's true. And what about when it comes to Yantif? Is there such a halacha that I can make Havdal Yantif tomorrow? It's a fascinating issue. This is 2 days in Birkei Yosef, in Reish Tzadi Aleph, Rabbi Kiveg, and Reish Tzadi Tes discusses this issue as well. If a person didn't make Havdalah, Motzei Yantif, does he have a window of time? We assume the halacha, you don't have many days to do so. What do you have when it comes to Yantif? I'll give you this. Now, we know the day begins at night. So if the Chiyuv of Havdalah begins on Motzei Yantif, if you didn't make Havdalah Motzei Yantif, I'll grant you Motzei Yantif, and the next day until Shkia. But nothing more, nothing less. That's a Psak Halacha of Rabbi Kiveg. That's how we assume the Halacha. A person failed to make Havdalah on Motzei Yantif, we're not going to give him 3 days. 3 days, Motzei Yantif. How is that meaningful? We'll give him Yom Holeich Achar Halayla. The Chiyuv Havdalah begins at night, so therefore for that entire day, you could do so. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, for example, the following. A person didn't make Havdalah on Motzei Rosh Hashanah. So what does he do? We're only going to give him the next day to make Havdalah. He wakes up in the morning, realizes, I didn't make Havdalah, but now it's Son Gedalia. He's going to wait until the Tainus is over. It's too late. He can't make it the next day. Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes on those conditions, so make Havdalah and give the wine to a Katan to drink at that particular time. We're not going to let you do it the next night. The next night is too far removed from the Kedushas Hayom of Yantif. Why is it relevant for our issue? If there really is a mitzvah of Havdalah on Motzei Yantif, the fact that we will make Havdalah on Motzei Yantif Sheni Shagalios is not going to help us. Because after all, right there's no leeway of days to allow Havdalah to be recited as there is on Shabbos. So why is it that Havdalah is not recited at that particular time? Right, this is what we'll have to discuss. Is this an example of an Akiras Davar Min HaTorah? Right, when the Gemara tells us, Nivavus Natsari, sometimes the Chacham can tell us, don't fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. This is another example, Havdalah and Motzei Yantif, because of Yantif Sheni Shagalios. One could raise another issue. The Ragged Shev is very bothered by this. Hanachas Tefillin. Why don't you put on Tefillin in Yantif Sheni Shagalios? No? Good. Minag Avoseinu v'Yadeinu. But Minag Avoseinu v'Yadeinu can be mevatel a mitzvah to say d'oraisa. Right? Can that be? But you find two possible cases. We don't put on tefillin, we don't recite Havdalah. But what about the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillin? What about the possible mitzvah d'oraisa when it comes to Havdalah? So Eretz Hashem will have to pick up with this starting point. The mitzvah of Havdalah on Shabbos and Yantif, d'oraisa d'rabbanan, with many different nafkaminas. We'll have to go through that chiddush of the Ramah, the basis of women not reciting Havdalah, and then that sugin psachim. The fact that on Shabbos we're given a window of time. Mavda v'holei kol Shabbos kulo. How do you understand that halacha, that a person who doesn't make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos is allowed to make Havdalah on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday?